Illinois public schools face a teacher shortage, and officials increasingly are turning to substitutes when full-time educators are unavailable. But what effects does this have on education, particularly when substitutes themselves are becoming harder to find? In this week's Friday Forum, WNIJ's Chase Cavanaugh looks for some of the answers.
When you think substitute teachers, the first image that probably comes into your head is somebody filling in for an educator who fell sick. That may be the most common reason, but substitutes also are responsible for taking over for more mundane situations, such as professional development. Lee Ogle-Whiteside Regional Superintendent Robert Songaroth says a lack of subs hindered such efforts for some of his office's initiatives.
Districts were hesitant to give their teachers release time to come to our professional development activities, even if we would pay for the substitute, because they couldn't get a substitute.
For Songaroth, the problem started about 3 to 4 years ago, and it's causing a trickle-down effect as finding substitute teachers in general has become more difficult. Full-timers often lose their planning period if the school can't find a substitute.
Not every student learns the same way. You use that plan period after you've had a couple of classes to realize, okay, this didn't work so well here, so I'm going to change things up here, and this is how it will work better for the next class. Well, you don't have that.
This goes double for team teachers and specialists.
They can plan together. Or if you have a team teaching with a special ed teacher and a regular ed teacher that have the same plan time so they can plan instruction for their students, that goes away if you pull that plan time away.
This causes more work for a teacher after hours and forces the district to give them overtime pay. But at least it's better than having to cancel a class. But all students require some type of supervision. If the pool of substitutes is completely exhausted, Songaroth says sometimes even administrators may have to take over classes.
So it's definitely a different situation for them. I think that every once in a while it's not bad at all for them to get in the classroom. The problem is that while they're in the classroom, the other duties that they have to do are being neglected.
Thus, a lack of teachers and substitutes contributes to less education at all levels. Normally, when there's a teacher shortage, there would be an economic incentive to go into the field, but Songaroth says that isn't the case now.
If you have a chance of teaching or going into the private sector, and you're thinking about this as a freshman or a sophomore in college, you look at that and you say, why would I want to go into teaching with all the problems they're having with paying teachers? The teaching salary is lower, the pension is not as good as it used to be.
As for substitutes, the most common issue in attracting new blood is a lack of awareness of what it takes to become one. State rules currently require a bachelor's degree, and some districts are holding fairs to recruit potential candidates. Winnebago Boone Regional Superintendent Lori Finello explains.
They could get their sub certificate, all of the information, everything filled out and ready to process. Plus then they could interview with each one of the districts.
Finello says her region's districts offer varying pay rates depending on need. They range from $85 per day in Belvedere to $115 per day in Rockford.
Oh, that one's paying, you know, $30 more per day, and I can get long-term things. I think I'll apply to those.
However, registration can get expensive, particularly for those with student debt.
You know, the application fee is $50, and then the registration fee is $60, and then they have to be fingerprinted, another $45, and then, you know, they have to have a TB test and a physical. So it does add up, but if they get some of these positions in some of the districts in, you know, 2 days of subbing, 3 days of subbing, they've paid for that.
To address that problem, the Illinois General Assembly approved a measure which reimburses the substitute application fee after 10 days of teaching. Finello says substitute teaching can be attractive to those who are underemployed, out of the labor force, or those who want to work the same hours as their children.
There's a lot of small districts have some of the stay-at-home moms who have bachelor's degrees who'll come back and sub just for their child's district.
The other group of subs consists of people with a full-blown teaching certificate, known officially as a professional educator license. DeKalb County Regional Superintendent Amanda Christensen says some of these substitutes are recent graduates.
They're not going to be able to get that full-time job in the middle of the school year, and so they will frequently substitute and gain that experience from January through June in looking for the full-time position in the next school year.
Others are retired teachers who want to continue in the educational system. Christensen says they often can provide useful expertise in a particular subject, especially if they stay long-term.
Finding a retired science teacher or a retired foreign language teacher and getting them to substitute, that's like gold. And so we do have some substitutes who really cater to just particular content areas.
Unfortunately, retired teachers are limited to 100 days of instruction out of a 180-day school year if they don't want their pensions to be affected. In Winnebago County, subs are on call for 173 days on average. This makes it difficult to retain them for long-term courses. No matter the candidate, however, school districts will continue to have a need for more substitute teachers if the pool is exhausted and full-time staff have to step in. Christensen says fiscal year 2015 was particularly bleak.
We only had 346 subs in our pool that fiscal year. And that was the year that I was getting frantic calls from principals saying, I can't do my job because I have to sub because we're so short.
Last year, DeKalb County had 414 subs on call, but it was nowhere near fiscal year 2010's peak of 625. As for Winnebago County, the Rockford District began the year with 53 vacant teaching positions, and 28 are being covered by substitutes. Harlem also has 5 openings for specialists, such as 2 bilingual educators. Sangaroth says the recruitment problem can be exacerbated in rural districts, when travel time makes it difficult to attract new candidates.
Well, in Pawpaw, there's not as many people that live in Pawpaw, and so somebody has to travel a distance. Same thing for Creston or Eswood. And so they have to travel a distance. They have their subs that they know they can count on, but once that pool's used up, then it's hard to get people to come in.
Sangaroth says the Illinois Regional Superintendents of Schools Association surveyed for teacher shortages and found the problem to be spread evenly throughout the state. As long as there are shortages, districts will need more substitutes. They're needed both to shore up a lack of staff and to ensure that students are receiving the highest quality instruction when the current teachers do have to be absent. I'm Chase Cavanaugh, WNIJ News.